Hey gang. Welcome back, you guys. Look where I am. Yeah. I'm back in California. It's so great, you guys. So I'm on my annual trip with my friend, like I did last year, you'll remember. My friend flew us down here with his frequent flyer miles. We're here for the weekend, heading home tomorrow night. And so nice, you guys. So nice to be here in the warm sun in the ocean. Had a great surf this morning with my oldest, closest friend. And I'm feeling really, really fortunate. So I'm not gonna be able to get this up until I get home. So you'll be seeing this late, probably Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. But I just wanted to check in, say hi, let you guys know that I'm right in my happy place and feeling great. I've had a great trip so far. We just flew out yesterday, but I ate some burgers before I left. And you know, I really haven't eaten much since then. It's Saturday night. I ate a little bit, like an 8-ounce steak last night, but I haven't eaten. They went somewhere today, it wasn't suitable. So I'm having a great time, and it's so interesting from a zero carb standpoint. Just want to share with you guys. I'm finding it so easy. It's just, I can be so easy about meals. You know, the group wanted to go somewhere, and I'm like, let's just go wherever. And I can always find something to eat, and if I don't, it doesn't really matter. And it's true. I don't feel starved or hungry or deprived or like I need anything. It's just really a wonderful aspect of zero carb to be so flexible. So, and at the same time, and you know, obviously a little restrictive. I didn't eat with them because I don't eat that stuff. But the fact that it doesn't really seem to have a major impact on my day is pretty awesome. So, anyways, having a great time here, you guys. Getting ready to go to In-N-Out, fill up with some burgers, and sitting here watching the surf. So I just want to check in. I'll catch up with you guys in a few days. We're all doing great. And as always, thanks for listening and watching. I'll see you guys soon. All right, hope you're having a great day. Thanks.
Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 59 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here, as always. How you doing, guys? Well, hey there. I'm a little late, but how about that, huh? I am so stoked, you guys. What a great week I've had. Hope you guys have, too. So, yeah, I did my annual trip with my buddy down to San Diego. It was sort of a spur-of-the-moment thing. Sorry I didn't let you know. We canceled a few weeks ago and then ended up just sort of deciding on Thursday that we were going to go. And so, yeah, I had a great weekend. It's a bit difficult for me. I haven't really talked about that, but I'm a long ways from the airport and Friday I drove all over the place. I went and visited my folks and dropped off my dog and wound my way to the airport. And it's kind of an all-day affair for me. So I got there. We left at about 5 in the evening and got down to San Diego Friday night. And just had a great time, you guys. Hung out with my dearest friend. We've been closest friends since we were in first grade. So maybe I'll put up a photo if I can find one that I can throw in the video of us. And I mean, we couldn't be in more different places in our lives, but we are just like brothers and I love him so much. It was so great to spend so much time with him. And when we go down, we visit, we stay with his sister and her husband and their 10-year-old daughter. And it's just wonderful. I just enjoy it so much. His sister is like family to me, like my sister. And they're just so great. So I had a great trip, you guys. I'm so grateful. The whole time I just was under my breath just saying thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful to Zero Carb for being able to go out into the world, to have my energy back, to feeling like I can go anywhere and adapt, you know, be able to find food to eat, be able to stay healthy, be able to stay present and you know, not get sick. And I mean, I have had so much anxiety over that over the past few years. Prior to ZC, especially when I was doing other restrictive diets to try and mend my health. And it's just such a profound and dramatic difference than I used to feel. So that was just wonderful, you know, and it was interesting. I didn't eat much. I skipped many meals. Friday, like I said, I was on the road all day. I ate just a little bit. I ate about a pound of ground beef Friday or before we left. And then we got down there and we went out to a restaurant and I got a New York steak, but it was like an 8-ounce New York steak. So I didn't eat much Friday. And then Saturday, same thing. We got up and we went surfing and it was wonderful. And then what happened? Oh, we went to a restaurant, a little restaurant by a pool, and they had some nice looking burgers, but they were expensive and I was really hungry, and they also were handmade, and I don't trust those handmade burgers. I've had a couple experiences now at nicer restaurants when the handmade burgers have made me, you know, feel off. So, you know, the idea that they put spices or soy or something in there when they mix them, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's what happens. Maybe some do, some don't. I'm not never going to eat a handmade burger at a restaurant, but you know, if I can avoid, especially while I'm on a short vacation like that, I just thought, well, I'm not really that hungry. I'll just wait until we can get to fast food. So we did. I skipped lunch then and we just hung out. And then later in the afternoon, we drove by In-N-Out and I just filled up on my whatever I ate. I think I ate 10 patties and that took care of me for Saturday. And that was great. I was fine. Oh, actually that's not true. We went out to dinner and it was a sushi restaurant. So I ate some, king salmon sashimi. Oh man, it was amazing. As a matter of fact, it really whet my appetite for some more. I'm ready for some more salmon. I need to get some more of that going. But anyways, that was great. You know, I felt fine. I wasn't hungry. I just coasted through those days without much food. And then Sunday was interesting. So let me tell you about that. Saturday night is when I shot that video there, the sunset. And then Sunday we woke up, we went surfing and it was awesome. We had a super good time. My buddy is kind of a beginner intermediate and he had bought a new board. We went out to the surf shop on Saturday and got him a board, and so Sunday was really fun. He was getting the hang of his new board. He was having a good session. I was really enjoying being with him. And then I stepped on a stingray, and I got laced in the foot by a stingray. And that was my first time for that experience. So if I may make a suggestion, try to avoid that. It was miserable. I was in agony. So I got stung by a stingray. I got out of the water. My friend kept surfing for about an hour. I kind of wandered around on the beach, just wiggling my legs. I was having some sort of like venom, you know, my legs were sort of spasming. I couldn't keep them still. And so I was just sort of walking around the parking lot, asking all the locals what to expect if I was going to, you know, have a heart situation, or I was anxious because we don't have stingrays up here, and although I've heard a few tales from friends who've been stung, I'd never really done my research, and so I was pretty anxious, and I was in agony. And so Sunday, so he got out of the water, and we started driving around, and we had been talking about breakfast, so he started, you know, making breakfast plans with his sister, and I said, I am not going to make it, just take me back to the house. And I, you know, I'd read, or people had told me to soak my foot in hot water, so I went, and I did lie down, but all during that time, I was having my pre-syncope issues. You know, I was feeling like I was about ready to lose consciousness, and anytime it was bringing on my cold sweats and my ringing in my ears and yeah, the whole thing. So I spent a few hours on Saturday, absolutely miserable, just in agony. And it was an okay experience. I don't ever want to repeat it, but you know, it was nice. I got over the spasming and the venom kind of worked its way through my body or whatever it does and sort of started to fade. And then it's kind of like a nail hole full of venom.
They give you a jab. So, it was real sore and swollen and kind of black and blue, but it started I didn't have the spasming anymore, and my response there started to calm down. And so by the time they got back from breakfast, I was doing a little bit better. And it felt really nice to kind of lay there on the couch with family, as it were, and, sort of be cared for. I think I'm pretty, starved for attention or touch or whatever it is. So I told Jesse, I just said, you know, this, as terrible as this wound is, I'm really enjoying laying here on the couch in your house and sort of being the center of attention, as it were. Anyways, it was just something I observed that I noticed in myself. So that was Sunday. It faded by the time we got on the airplane at 5:30 or so. I was fine, just a little sore and a weeping wound, which wasn't that great. But no problem. Flew home, drove a few hours to my parents' place, and woke up yesterday morning and had a lovely hamburger breakfast with my father, and got to visit with my mom. And yeah, and so drove home, got here last night, and here I am. So it was wonderful, you guys. And my week last week was great. I just buckled down, did some work, and got ready for that trip. And not a whole lot to share there. But yeah, really, really a good trip. I'm doing great. I'm having a wonderful zero carb experience, as always. And I've been reflecting all weekend on, as I said, how grateful I am and for this way of eating. So, you know, it was interesting. We had a few real superficial conversations. I hadn't seen his sister since I'd started zero carb. They weren't there last year. They were on vacation when we went down last year. So we just stayed in their house and they weren't around. So, you know, I got in the car and she was like, and you're not, Matt says, you know, we were talking about, what are we going for dinner? And she goes, oh, and you're not eating whatever. That's interesting. And, you know, I started talking, she was, you know, we don't need to talk about it. Her other sister-in-law was in town and she does like keto and exogenous supplementation and apparently has been talking about it, just like, I don't care. She's mostly vegetarian, almost vegan, but not related about it. How do you say that? Dogmatic of his word I'm looking for. Not very dogmatic about it, I guess. So anyways, it was wonderful because she just was like, duh, you know, I don't care. As long as you're doing great, that's all I care about. And I said, that's great. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to talk about it, but I'm going to try not to talk your ear off. So it was good. You know, we just hung out and I did. I have a little bit of a tough time. You know, I didn't talk about it, but I do have a tough time because they're both my friends who are siblings are both, you know, overweight and a little. I can see the effects of what they eat on their bodies. But and you know, of course, I would like to help that, but of course, you know, can't help anyone until they're ready. And what's cool about it is, so Matt and I, we are both Matt's, my dearest friend, you know, he's been one of my closest friends, obviously forever, but through these last few years, he's been there for me and knows what I've been through and is really supportive. And a year ago when we went down, that was his first experience with me eating ZC. And then I went up to his cabin this summer. If you guys remember, I went to his beach cabin. So he's been with me a little bit now, watching the way I eat, and he's asked all the questions. And last year when we were by ourselves, you know, I was a zealot and I talked about it a lot, and he was curious and asked a lot of questions and was a gracious listener. And I think just sort of absorbed it all, but he's been on his own path and was quite overweight last year. And it was awesome to see him this year. He's down about 20 pounds. He was eating bunless burgers and he'd been making a conscious effort to really cut carbs, pretty much dropped grains, which was huge for him because he was real skeptical, let's just say, a year ago. And his wife is one of those folks who's so skeptical that she would, you know, make fun of people who didn't eat gluten and thought that they were, you know, celiac and didn't need to not eat gluten. And, you know, I don't need to go into it.
we, you know, from our perspective, that seems nasty. And so she's a wonderful person. I tried not to carry that new perspective, you know, in my judgment of her. And Matt did say, he's like, I have to, it's, you know, a year ago, he said, it's so hard for me to drop carbs because she doesn't believe it and, you know, makes fun of me and sabotages it. So, you know, I was struggling with that, but, you know, here's what's cool is when I went up there in the summer, I hung out with all of them and she saw it as well. She's a wonderful person, very loving. I don't blame her for her, you know, what our paradigm has taught us. I mean, my very own brother felt the same way a year ago or 2 years ago, and so did my father. And we've all come a long way, at least to the point where we know that no one knows the right answer. So I give her a pass on that. And Matt was strong enough to struggle through it. And I think they're all on their paths to better health. And I think a big part of it is not just me, but, you know, our whole movement. So that felt really good to see him looking better, feeling better, talking about his health. He started working out. I mean, he's very successful financially. He's got a wonderful family. He carries a whole load on his back. And so for him to start prioritizing his health, is huge. It's enormous. You know, most people in our culture, especially in my generation and older, haven't put health in that same haven't given it that same priority rating as, our culture used to put on financial stability or caring for your family or whatever it might be. So I'm just ecstatic to see him making those choices. Almost makes me want to cry right now. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So what a great trip. What dear friends I have, and how amazingly thankful I am for this way of eating and all that I've learned over these last few years. And you guys are a big part of that, so thank you guys as well. And just to continue that a little bit, when I was visiting my father, we also talked, and he said that they're starting to eat a lot more butter and to not be so scared of steak and saturated fat, and that they're incorporating more meat. And he said, you know, he said to me, you know, we're incorporating more of those things because at this point, there's no clear evidence that that any one is any worse for you than the other. And, you know, and I was just so overjoyed to hear that. And I did. I said to him what I just said, you know, that 2 years ago, you know, you knew that what I, not he knew, you know, science had told us, whatever. But, you know, the consensus was that what I was doing was terrible and definitely unhealthy, unquestionably unhealthy, you know, and that they should stay the course with their safflower oil or whatever. And now after, you know, as I'm getting to observe my path and do their own research and feel comfortable themselves, you know, they're starting to understand that there isn't a clear answer there. I mean, of course I think there is, but you know, it's huge progress, and it's what I have hoped for more than anything in my life. If I could wish for one thing, it's that the people I love open up to the idea that what we've been told isn't correct, and that there must be some reason that everyone is ill, and that we can do better. So yeah, I had an awesome week. So yeah, so I'm doing so good, you guys. I couldn't be better. I've got some work lined up this week. I've got a lot of exciting sort of things on the horizon. You know, really looking forward to going back out on the road and getting in my van and going on a surf trip. I've got some neat boats to build in the meantime, some big challenges coming up. The weather is gorgeous here. It's 30 degrees out there, 29 apparently, but clear and sunny, and there's even surf, so who knows, maybe I'll surf this week here at home. And it's been feeling like spring. I know it's only January and we're going to get clobbered before spring really comes, but my days are, I'm over the hump. The sun's starting to come above the ridge and I'm getting a lot more daylight in the house. And I'm just feeling so optimistic, you guys. And I'm going to say that zero carb is, you know, 90% of the reason for that. It's given me the health and the strength and the energy and the clearness, you know, the clarity to make good decisions and to be able to reach my goals. And so I'm setting some new goals right now. And for the first time ever, I think there's going to be some financial ones with dollar amounts so that I can do some of the things I want to do in the coming year or 2 years. And I've been starting to put the screws down on my budget, and you know, I'm just not feeling stuck anymore in a lot of ways. So I'm in a great place. I really haven't been better in just about forever. One sad note, I did miss Larry, my dear friend Larry's memorial this weekend. Those two lovely women put on the memorial service, and it was right down on the beach, right down the road from my house. But they weren't able to schedule it until I had already committed to that California trip. They didn't let me know until Thursday or Friday. So not due to any fault of their own. They were scheduling around a bunch of other people. But I'm sad that I had to miss that, or that I did miss that. But I'm thinking about him. So, yeah, I've just had a wonderful, wonderful week. Very profound. I feel like I've, in some ways moved forward a lot. Nothing that I can really put my finger on, but I just am feeling real open to the future and real positive. And, yeah, I'm just in a great space. I got a big hole in my foot and it's weeping a little this morning, but it doesn't hurt and it doesn't look infected, which is great. So, yeah, I'm doing great, you guys, and I really hope you are too. You know, that's probably enough for now. I think I'll just drop it there and I'll come back next week and get you guys caught up on, maybe some more zero carb community specific stuff. I have been reading in a little few threads and I've got some, things to comment on with regards to, trying to help, you know, people get over some of the humps. I know we're right at the end of a lot of folks' first month probably, so hopefully those of you who have tried ZC or become a carnivore for January have had a great experience and have been able to stay the course. You know, I'll tell you, if you're going through a little bit of a tough time right now, it doesn't surprise me. I had a really tough time for transition for, you know, well into my second month. So if you're there, excuse me, and things are good, but maybe not all the way great, you know, I'm going to strongly suggest you stay the course. Maybe make some subtle changes, you know, play with your salt, play with when you drink your water and how much meat and how much fat you eat and what type of fat, rendered or not. But I would say stay the course and don't, you know, keep going, because it just gets better and better. It really does, in my experience and from what I can see from just about, you know, everyone else who tries. So I hope you're doing great. And if there's anything I can do to help, please let me know. And, yeah, I guess that's enough for now, you guys. I'm going to try and get this video up. I've, you know, got a whole host of things to get caught up on, so I'll get this going and get on with my week. And like I said, I'll come back next week and we'll slow down a little bit, hopefully, and just chat about, stuff. You know, next week, we're coming up on my 2-year carniversary, so February 7th. So I think maybe next week is going to be the one where I'll make it the official episode for my 2-year. And you know, if I disappear, you know, for a couple days and you don't see my video, just know that it's just like when I was a kid. My mom always said, call us at midnight, and I would never call. I was terrible. I always felt like, you know, the phone call was for the bad times. I know, not very. I'm older now. I apologize. But at any rate, in terms of the videos, don't worry about me, you guys. I'll let you know if I'm in trouble, or if I can't get to the video for some reason, you know, I'll try and shoot out a message. But if you just disappear for the weekend, you can probably bet I'm off on an adventure and having a great time. So, thanks for checking in with me, all of you. I hope you're doing great, and yeah, that's enough for now, I guess. So have a wonderful day. Have a great week. Thanks as always for listening and watching, you guys. You make such a difference in my life. You've helped me so much, so I hope I can give some of that back. And I'll see you next week. All right, have a great week.